Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there.
You all alone.
Hello there. Okay. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. How are y'all doing this evening? Hello there. My name is Quantrell Howard. You are tuned in to the best show of this universe, of this planet, of the entire world, the government, the system. I don't care what it is. We this is still the best show in the universe. This is The Q, hosted by myself, Quantrell Howard, a.k.a. The Clown, spelled with a Q, Q-L-O-W-N. And also, I got my co-host, if he's up there, Jonathan Alves on the other line. Is he on there? 703?
Yes, he's there.
Hello, Johnny. Johnny, put it on. Where you at? I don't hear him.
Yeah, I got him on. Yeah, but he's not.
Unmute yourself, John. You're live. That's up. Let me see if he's up there. Well, anyway, guys, while we're figuring that. Wait, hold on. I think that's him. John? Johnny? Yo? Yo, you're live. Johnny? Okay, well, anyway, we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out. Cause I guess he's in some traffic or something.
Hey.
There he is. Okay. I didn't know where he was. I didn't know where you were at, man. I thought you were dead. Everybody thought you died.
No. I was just in the shitter.
Man, you don't gotta tell people that, man. We're live, man. Got 30,000 calls. You don't tell people that. Anyway. What? What did you say you're doing? Oh, God. God help this man. God help the man. All right. So, big show. Obviously, we're gonna be playing a lot of music here, a lot of independent music. We're actually making some more time for it. We have no special guests this evening, but we are gonna make that time and give you all a chance to promote your music. We also have some music playing at you on our music segment. We got two new entries to the lineup on our music segment, so we're gonna have those be playing on later on in the show. We're also gonna be talking about a funny crap of the week, politics. I have nothing pre-written for this, actually. I'm actually going to improvise like I did back in the day, because it's just so much shit, I couldn't even write it. I just had to be like, fuck it. I'm just gonna go off the top of my head on what I think about all this shit. So definitely a big show. And obviously, we're going to be talking about everything in politics. I'm not just talking about just, you know, commie shit like that. We're talking about just the presidential candidates. We're talking about Donald Trump. Oh boy, I'm sure y'all have something to say about him. We're talking about Hillary Clinton, Jill Stein, Garrett Johnson, the two third-party candidates. And just a surprise, there's a fifth candidate for president. I don't think anybody knew this. Evan McMillan. He used to be a Republican, and now he's actually a conservative. No one even knew he was in the race. He was in the race since August. See, I just fucked my minds up right there. See? Now you're wondering, what the fuck is going on? Exactly. I'm trying to figure that out, too. So, big show. And for those that are just calling in, obviously, please hold on the line for those just calling in. And we have a really big show. And for everyone, you have just been queued in to the best start to your Friday nights from the east to the west, the north and the south. Only so much shit can come out of my mouth, but I got flow. And as long as you're on the boat, please keep in mind that I will go overboard. And if you ain't laughing till you're sore, well, I guess you just got off work. So here's the deal, guys. We will allow promotion on the last half hour of our broadcast. For all calls, please hold on the line. And stuff. For all calls, please hold on the line. We have spotlights all throughout the show, so I can pick calls at random for different segments and give y'all a chance to shine. So roll with me this evening and stay beaming. If you're online or on the phone, it's easy to connect with QBZ and JCZ. Just dial 319-527-6196. Press 1 and hold on the line, and I will get to you. Just relax, take a load off, because I'm making your night a whole lot better. Follow our show at facebook.com/theq16 and my movement at facebook.com/QLNENT, Twitter and SoundCloud at QLNENT. Shout out to our executive producer, Samuel Townsend, and co-host Jonathan Alves for supporting this show. This is produced exclusively for QLN Entertainment, Clown Productions, and the Black Eye Radio Network. Shout out to Sky Radio and GMS Radio for their global distribution. Shout out to all my teams. And when I talk about the Black Eye Radio Network, I'm talking about nine or 10 shows. I'm trying to figure out what the times are for each show. But I believe every Monday, every other Monday, 802 Radio with B Dubs and Tycoon. I believe that's six to eight, one of the two. I'm trying to remember the whole schedule here. 6 to 8, and obviously, you know, every Tuesday, 10 to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got Black Tia Blackout Radio. Then we also have the new show right before his show, Shanta Williams. I believe her show goes from when does her show go from and stuff. I'm trying to pull up the schedule now so I don't forget. There we go. That makes it so much easier. Show goes from I believe 4 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday. Queen V and Friends, she's the sister of Tyrese Gibson, so shout out to her for getting on the network. And then every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got Joy Adams, Star Nation. Then we got DCYS, Dr. Kaito Yellow Submarine, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, DCYS show. And we got every Thursday, LeVar Hayes, World Crush Keisha, The World Crush Takeover, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got my show from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Q. Then you got also Quincy Lewis, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, straight from E-Block. Then you got every other Saturday, Shalonda Williams from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, CBBM Live. And hopefully we'll figure out what's going on with DJ Avicii and the Fly Life Radio crew. But shout out to all the Blackout Radio Network teams. So obviously big show this evening. So why not? Let's go ahead and start it off. Let's go ahead and start it off right. I'm going to go get straight to it. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the fifth wonder of the world on the fifth day of the week. The shit talking, roundhouse kicking, mama screaming, panty dropping show on the face of our great green earth. This is. Go ahead, John.
The Q.
Everybody, it is Friday, November 4th, 2016, a whole new month, man. Man, October went by fast as hell, I can tell you that much. Definitely yeah. Definitely a lot has happened over the past month and a half, lots of different things. We had a lot of special guests. So, you know, it's definitely just been something of a recurrence to really have been doing this show for so long now, already on our 14th episode. So definitely shout out to everyone that's been supporting the Q from the beginning, because you know this is definitely a big show. It's a big show, and obviously there's a lot going on in the world. So, you know, we definitely want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, we're definitely putting out, the realest show we can put out for everyone out here. So definitely just stay in tune with us. Always keep calling in at Friday, every Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do appreciate everyone that calls in. So if everybody that's on the line, please stay on the line. And we're definitely going to put that out there. But every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please keep calling in. Big schedule also this month, because I know we have one of our Fridays is Black Friday here. So I can tell you right now, we may not have a show on that day. So I may try to extend our third show, which is on the 18th, to 2 hours and give you all a chance to promote. So definitely stay tuned with us for more information on that. But let's go ahead and get into the first part of our segment here. We have verse of the day. So like I say earlier in the show, I could pick any caller at random. So right now, we're going to go ahead and give any artist that's on the line right now, hopefully this caller's calling in. So y'all hold on, because I'm going to give you a chance to spit a verse right off the bat and promote yourself first. Boom. Out of nowhere. So let's go ahead and take one caller.
Okay, I got 313-550. You are live.
Hold on, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Don't be scared of the verse.
All right,
I thought I heard something. 313-550.
Back here, I hope you have that sound loaded up. I think we need to show an example as to people that don't answer the phone.
Yeah, give me one second.
Gotta gas it up.
You guys will know. It's that. Anyone who does not answer the phone, you get a fart sound. So yeah, trust me. You're not destroying this show. You're just making it a whole lot better. All right. I'll give somebody another shot here to put a verse out. Who else we got?
Okay, I got 757-918. You are live.
Oh, someone from the 757 area. Hello there, caller. What's your name? Where are you from? 757-918. You're from my city, man. Where you from? What's your name?
Yeah, you're from my city, man. Where you from? We know where you're from.
757-918.
Hold on.
Oh, Lordy God.
757-918. You are live.
You're gonna really hurt me here. My own damn city ain't answering.
Our own city's gonna get shitted tonight.
God damn it! Oh God! Give it to him. God.
I can see the whole city coming shit right now. Bird in the polish.
It's okay. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Oh shit! It hurts.
Okay. That hurts so badly. I'm giving somebody another chance, dude. I'm gonna put out there random verse of the day. Come on. We'll take one more caller before we have to just move on.
731-874. You're live.
731-874. What's your name? Where are you from? I think I heard somebody in there. 734. 734.
Hello.
731. You are live.
731. I'm sorry. 731.
These people sleeping or something?
You don't just call into a show and then not pick up the phone.
You know what? They must be in the shitter. Just like I was.
Caller, if you're there, please take your phone off mute. You might have it on mute. Please take it off mute.
Don't do this. Don't get yourself caught up now. I'm bringing it back. take your phone off mute. You better hurry now.
731.
I feel bad for whoever in 731 right now.
731, your area is about to be shitted.
Oh, Lordy. I guess we'll have to wait.
Hold on. Let's try one more. 802-582, you are live.
Oh, B-Dubs, what's up, man?
Hey, just chilling. Wanted to call in and just promote our show, 802 Radio, every other Monday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Last show we were supposed to have Life or Legacy, but he ended up private chatting me saying that he is totally sorry. Something very important came up. That's why he wasn't able to make the show. But he did give his word and say, I swear to all the people that he will be on the next show for sure. So we will have our contest that we were supposed to have last show on the next show. So I'm definitely be prepared for that. Like I said, it's not until not next Monday, but the Monday after. So I'm not going to fully 110%, you know, promote it yet until we know, until it gets closer to that day. So.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Well, verse of the day, man. You've had it before. You got a verse for us?
Yeah, I have to think of something real quick. So can I just promote something else real quick, and then by then I should have something?
All right, you can go ahead. You go ahead.
All right, I also want to just let everybody know that if you don't know who I am, I'm B-Dubs. I also manage an artist by the name of Tycoon. I run the show with him. He actually is working on getting his mixtape done now. His mixtape's going to be called Tycoon Beat Slayer Volume 1, and then we're going to do like Volume 2, etc. My mixtape is finally almost done. I'm not going to have like a lot of songs. I'm probably only going to do a small mixtape, like 5 or 6 songs, bonus track from Tycoon himself, and that should be dropping soon. I'm thinking of calling mine The Voice of the 802, which is obviously my area code from Vermont, so definitely look out for that. And you can find me on Facebook, Brad Bourne. Also, Brad Bourne-B-Dubs should pop right up. We can talk about getting you on my show for you know, the future, for any interviews or artist promo packages. Just send me a message there. Also, my personal email is airborne, no space, AIRBOURN, 921. 1990, and that's about it. But all right, yeah, verse of the day. Let's see. I stay posted on a block like a stop sign. 1-800-HOOD-NIGGA is the hotline. I like to consider myself a local lyricist. Me and you on a beat, I'll show you what the difference is. Yeah, nigga sleeping on me like a mattress. I get dyslexic and spit the flow backwards. Do your whole team dirty. Old bastard, take your wife for one night with no tactic. Negative. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I got one question. Who's the gangster of them all? Your boy B-Dubs will leave the body in a morgue, and I may snitch niggas with Y in a jaw. No time for games. All I know is gunplay. All black stretch limo looking like a runway. I spit all week long from Monday to Sunday. Pull up to the party in a Benz when these clowns got a Hyundai.
All right. Killing it like usual. Good job. All righty. Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, and,
you know,
I just wanted to also say real quick a big, you know, shout out to you. And I don't know if Jay Styles is still on, but shout out to you guys,
yeah,
as well. You know, you guys have been calling in the show. You guys have been calling in our show, you know, showing love. So I'm sorry it's been, I haven't been on here in a while. I've just been, usually Friday's my lazy day. So I usually try to take advantage of the lazy downtime. So, but there is no excuse for it, and definitely I hope for the best for you guys in the future, and I'll definitely be in touch as far as, like, you know, if there's any other contests or stuff. I'd definitely like to try to get my name into one of the contests you guys throw once in a while, so.
All right, yeah, man, just keep calling in every Friday, 6 p.m., man. Even on a lazy day, you can still listen to the queue.
All right, sounds good.
All righty. Well, stay on the line. Right. I have another chance to promote. All righty.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and move straight into the music segment here. That was B-Dubs. He is the host of 802 Radio every other Monday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Black Eye Radio Network. So shout out to him and the whole 802 Radio crew over there. All right. But we're going to go ahead and move on to our music segment. We have a lot of tracks definitely to go through here. A lot of independent music artists that y'all should be listening to and stuff, but it's up to y'all because it's your ears. Because I can't control your ears. Your ears are your ears. I can't control you how they play. But I'm going to play some music here. We're going to play. And I have to find my list. I have a list here. So many things that we're doing at once. It's incredible how I run this show. Alrighty. So our first track and stuff. We have a big music segment here, but we have two new additions to our music segment. Our first track, and I gotta find the list. Where the hell did it go? There it is. Our first track is from an artist from Detroit, Michigan. Black Tear States. I know he's gonna be pretty happy. His name is Pool Boy Jr., and that's Pool with an E at the end, Jr., Pool Boy Jr. And he has a track called Godzilla. He also did a shout out for us on the QLN Ween Mix Part 3, which is out now on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/QLNENT. So check that out too. And he did a shout out for us on that mix. So shout out to him. Obviously, I would definitely want to play his track. So let's go ahead and get into Godzilla.
Yes, sir. How you look so disappointed? Godzilla. Godzilla. Little nigga, but I'm Godzilla. Walk around like I'm Godzilla. Fuck the club up, Godzilla. Got him looking up, Godzilla. Godzilla. Little nigga, but I'm Godzilla. Walk around like I'm Godzilla. Fuck the club up, Godzilla. Looking up at me, Godzilla. I kill a beat if it's lit. They hear my voice is a hit. Walk around like I'm a shit. Draco make a nigga flip. Cooking good, he need a gold medal. Diamonds dancing on the gold bezel. I spit the little bro what? I'm hot, my little bro metal. I came out, then rolled a seven. Cop the seven, then rolled a seven. Fuck a bitch, but we don't go together. Peak coach, Bob Marshall. Mean coats in the coldest weather. Cold shoulder to you old niggas. Fuck them niggas, man, they overjealous. Hit him up and hope God with him. Little nigga, but I'm Godzilla.
Godzilla.
I walk around like I'm Godzilla. Fuck up the club, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
They looking up at Godzilla. Godzilla. Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Bitch, I do the foolery, rocking all this jewelry. Shit ain't what it used to be. My old bitch say she through with me. I'm working on improving it. I just seen it all, so ain't none of this shit new to me. Go for her on the chopper, had my cameraman come shoot a scene. Granny left the doctor with a script of that promethazine. I was only 17, pouring up heavy streams, pouring up in everything. Ever fresh fruit punch, I only took the juice to lunch. Two cups, bitch, I'm screwed up. Two stuck, but we tooed up. Run up on the crew, you fuck. Shout out to my nigga J. You know I'm ready, Lego. Let's stack his money like Legos. This shit historic. They know came a long way from the Regos. Pull up on them bitches. Hey ho, you should come and be on my payroll. If shit get hot, then we lay low. You can find me where that money at. If I don't know you, then I got a text. It ain't no asking for your money back. They might find your fucking body in the money bag. Might have. Hey,
Godzilla.
We are back. So that was Pool Boy Jr., Godzilla. You can check him out online. Search Pool Boy Jr. I'm Detroit there, so definitely shout out to him and his movement. And also shout out to him for getting a shout out on DJ Killer Crazer's QLN Ween Mix Part 3, which is out now on SoundCloud. That's on QLN Entertainment. So check that mix out. It's really good. Has all your favorite classic shows. We're mixing it up. It's a really great mix. We had a lot of positive reception from that mix. So definitely encourage everyone to check that out. Even if it ain't Halloween, you can still listen to that shit. It's banging too. All righty. So we're going to move on to our next track. New to the lineup. Another new artist to the lineup. This is an R&B singer. We got our first R&B artist here. His name is Keon. and his track is called Catch Up. I don't know where he's from. He just, his management sent me this track. So and I looked him up. I couldn't even find him online. I couldn't find him where he was at. You guys, tell me where you guys are from. I'll probably have to put that out there. Probably when you email me a track. So when you email me a track on theclown@rockandmail.com, that's where you can email us for your music. theclown@rockandmail.com. Please tell me where you're from, too, man. I want to show you where you're from. But still, Keon, Catch Up. Check it out on the queue.
No gimmick, no finish. Honey, you can come if you wanna go. Please don't trip, just know you roll. We can do whatever you want slow. I'm right with it. 38 styles and I'm gon' play with it. This is something real that we into. Do a lot of things that they don't do. I got plenty. Can you catch up? Honey, I'll show you better if you with me. Baby, they don't know no better. Girl, I can tell they lie. The problem is they really tryna get in with them. Never fitting in the problem cause I'm right behind. Roaring like a lion, yeah. They say that you lost your heart. Well, I could help you find it. Nothing like your last. Let's not be close-minded. They say that you messed up. A big chance that they lying. Baby, you just need the right to show you how to open your mind up. Like, can you catch up? Honey, I'll show you better if you with me. Maybe they don't know no better. Can you catch up? Honey, I'll show you better if you with me. But when you with me, then you're beginning to hate them. Them all is perpetrating. Don't know what you've been around, darling. I'm about to take a load off ya. Told you that I'm about to get it. I just need to know if you're winning. Baby, I'ma leave it up. I've been on 10,000, I'll add it up. I'm feeling like the last night with you that you fucked up. 23 million in a dump truck. You know that there's nothing better. Run with me, explore these pleasures. Stuck in the middle, had you face down. Got over me, and you ain't now. You know that my life's forever. You won't want nobody else. Damn, I got it all. Like, I've been waiting for a while to put you on. So, baby, please catch up. You got a little bit, and I got a little bit. Together we can build a bit. Do you know who you fucking with? Do you know who you fucking with? I bet you know now. They say that you lost your heart. Well, I could help you find it. Nothing like your last. Let's not be close-minded. They say that you messed up. A big chance that they lying. Baby, you just need the right to show you how to open your mind up. Like, can you catch up? Honey, I'll show you better if you with me. Baby, they don't know no better. Can you catch up? Honey, I'll show you better if you with me. But when you begin to hate them all the niggas are betraying. Don't know what you've been around, darling. I'm about to take a load off ya. Told you that I'm about to get it. I just need to know if you're with it. Baby, I'ma live it up. I've been on 10,000, I'll add it up. You know that there's nothing better. Explore these places.
All righty. That was a nice track there, man. Keon. That's stuff. We might do another one. He sent another track too, so we might do another one of his tracks probably next week as well. And also, we're gonna try to get G Money and Miss Fame back on the line now. But we had a lot of folks dropping their tracks in. So if you want to have your track played on the queue, just email us theclown@rockandmail.com. You can have your track played live on air. Trust me, we're not charging nobody at the moment. But, you know, we'll eventually get there. But, you know, we want to build it up a little bit. So we want to support all our indie artists anyway. It's an independent music revolution with QLN Entertainment. So we definitely got to support that. So if you like independent music, you like what we're doing, Also, check out our label, facebook.com/QLNENT, QLN Entertainment. That's the guy. Those are the guys that help push this segment out there for the music. So definitely shout out to that. And Black Eye Radio, too. Eddie Powell, all of them. All righty. So we're going to go ahead and move on to our next track. Jonathan, what did you think about that R&B track, man? I know you'd be listening to some Drake shit. I know you'd be listening to that Drake shit.
Man. All right. You said a second track, right?
Yeah, the one that just played.
Man, yeah, of course you know damn well I'm on that Drake shit. All right, guys, I'm Drake now. Like, for real, that right there is exclusive right there. Like, whoever you know sing that, like what's the artist's name?
Keon.
Oh. Let me tell you something, man. We're gonna collab one of these days, man. you and me, man. It's already on, man. You're singing, yo. And I was actually in the zone when I was listening to this song. I was in the zone. I just had to let you know because this shit right here, bro, is one of those that I definitely like, man. Good job on the track. I really definitely feel it. Ah, man, that jump goes so hard. First track.
Definitely. First track. Oh, yeah, first track. That was Pooh Boy Jr., man, Godzilla.
Yeah, Pooh Boy Jr., I heard his tag in the QLN remix. Yeah, man, I don't know what it is, but the quality on the song on here, on the radio, is bad. I don't know what was going on. It sounded a little similar to Black Tears fart sounds, you know, the bass, but
okay. Right quick, PSA, all callers that are just calling into the queue, you are tuning into the queue right now. We're playing our music segment, but please hold on the line, don't go nowhere. Please hold on the line. All right, go ahead, continue.
Okay, so yeah, Pooh Boy Jr., I might have to listen to your track independently, separate from the radio, because I know that song go hard, you know, because I was actually feeling it. I was actually bumping to it. You know, the flow's right. You know what I'm saying? The beat's good. Like, everything is just, you know, how it sounded on the radio. I just don't know why it sounded bad on the radio, but it should have sounded good because, you know what I'm saying, it was bumping. So, anyways, good jobs to both people that send those tracks to us. Continue sending tracks to us, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep putting y'all shit out there, so yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna keep putting people on, and now we're gonna get back to the tracks that are currently in rotation right now. We have Day True aiming for the best of me. He used to go by the name Young Kiddo, now he goes by the name Day True. Then you can find him on Facebook, and then his name's Steph Curry Point Glass. He'd be switching his name up. And stuff. He said he didn't have the volume up loud enough. Oh, he didn't have the volume up loud enough. Oh, okay. Black Tear said he didn't have the volume up loud enough for Pool Boy's track. I guess that's why it didn't come through that well. All right. Okay. Oh, he didn't turn it up. He didn't turn up the volume. Okay, he didn't turn up the volume on that track. Okay. Well, hey, things happen. Well, things happen. We get better as we move along. Trust me. All right, but we're going to go ahead and get back into rotation. We have Day True aiming for the best of me. It aired on the queue last week. So far, doing pretty good on the lineup. So go ahead and get back to Day True aiming for the best of me.
Selfish. Best of me, aiming for the best of me, yeah. Aiming for the best of me, aiming for the best of me, yeah, yeah. aiming for the best of me, aiming for the best of me, aiming for the best of me, yeah. Here we go now, yeah. The best of me, look at my flows, that's the life that we had chose. Never going back from being broke. So shout out to all my family, cause I'm bros. I'm an artist, seriously, just keeping it on the low. Don't wear no jewelry, can't be froze. Can't wait to perform at my live shows. Fresh design, outfit, nice clothes. Best album to listen to when I get old. Memories back then wouldn't even load. Best photograph, pictures couldn't even fold. In this world, I just can't wait to explore. OMG, that's what I'm here for. Fight them life stuff so we can perform. That's how we rolling though. Aiming for the best of me, 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 aiming for the best of me. All up, we can build anything up. Mind the world, just chasing our dreams. Good way, I put this on the side. Yep, that I got the best in me. Yep. And we in the lead like a basketball game. Shout out to everybody, y'all my number one fans. That we all trend, aiming for the world of stars that we all in. Even though this my worldwide debut, and I just begin, just thinking that we aim for all wins. Hey, this one to blend sunlight skies, that's what we all in on. Yeah. 2012 didn't happen, but I chose to the end. Perfect point for the music that we did. Practice on my flows as hard as I can. Now I'm back with the follow up that we all in. Hey, aiming for the best of me, 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 aiming for the best of me.
Selfish. Texas area. So this is his track, Grown Men.
So check it out now on the queue.
They wanna kill us in the streets, dig us in the dirt. Cops are running rampant with their guns up in their shirts. Pop us on the ground just to send us straight to church. Mama crying, gotta see her son sleeping in the hearse, and that's real. You can't feel what I feel. There's no peace for the blacks. There's no place for us here. There's a war outside. I got a family to steer. There's no leader in place. Ain't no leaders in here. Why? My God, divine help. Ain't enough scripts to quell what I felt. Other lives matter too, dilute the concept. When they push us to the brink, expect us to ease up. Evil powers devours our speech and downplayed by media, racial indifference. I got my hands up, unarmed, mama. I got shot on the way home from school, approximately 3 blocks.
Where I'm from, never been to places I've been. Never seen the things that I've seen. You ain't got, you ain't me, and I ain't done for. Cause grown man don't cry, grown man don't cry. And you ain't got, you ain't me, and I ain't done for. I play my part, grown man
what
don't
man
cry.
What the man, dude, that could have been me. Face down, bleeding out, my blood on the streets. Cause I got CDs in my trunk with ambition to sell. 25 years, never seen this side of a jail. 25 years, blessed on this side of the grave. One trigger, 3 cops getting carried away. Uncle Sam wants my sweat in exchange for the flag. Same flag that had us suffer if we sat in the back. Same flag that stood for freedom, well, unless you were black. Opportunities unequaled with excuses to match. How many coffins does it take till I'm hurt? When we walk the same path, why you clenching your purse?
Why?
If we riding out together, why do all the work?
Why?
If we all in this together, why you cutting your turf? Forget you, music on my nigga, I don't dance. Everything I own, I earned it with both
where
hands.
Where I'm from, never been to places I've been. Never seen the things that I've seen. You ain't got, you ain't me, and I ain't done for. Cause grown man don't cry, grown man don't cry. You ain't got, you ain't me, and I ain't done for. I play my part, grown man don't cry.
I have a dream whenever I make it. Job one effect change and tour the nation. Make bread, flip profit for bumps. I'm talking about the whole cake. Never scrap for the crumbs. Maybe then this ghetto gospel will start to clean up the slums.
Uh-huh.
Maybe then we'll be kings when they play us as chumps or when they view us as chips. Lord Rain may come with some clips. I ain't talking about the bar, I mean we're strapped to the hip. Slow down to aggressors, they may call me a thug. College grad using slang, now they calling me dumb.
Why?
With my dad's Cadillac squad slanging some drugs. Pulled over for a tail light that's never been broke. 3 cops on the scene, flashlight in my throat. Keep my hands on the wheel, death threats are the most. Sitting home with a ticket, just the system a joke. Evil man, bad intentions, then they want me to vote.
Where I'm from, never been to places I've been. Never seen the things that I've seen. You ain't got, you ain't me, and I ain't done for. Cause grown man don't cry, grown man don't cry. And you ain't got, you ain't me, and I ain't done for. I play my part. Grown men don't cry.
No. Grown men don't. No. Grown men don't. And I play my part. You ain't got. You ain't me. Cause grown men don't cry.
Grown men don't cry.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right.
Right. All right.
Grow man don't cry.
Okay, anyway.
Blah blah.
I ain't gonna do that Ronald Isley, that little Ronald Isley voice. I ain't gonna try that shit. Anyway, this is the Q. We are back. Obviously, that was Jai One, Grown Men, His track has been playing, I think, a couple times in a row now. So a lot, Glad Tears seems to like him a lot. He's been texting me a lot about him. So, you know, we used to work with the guy. So we may get a potential interview with him. I think we're going to start looking into getting an interview with the guy. We're going to see. I've been talking to him before. So we're going to talk to him. Like, I know he's been trying to get, he's been submitting a bunch of stuff. To labels and all sorts of stuff. So he's trying to make it big. So he definitely, I already see that. You can already see by his work, he's going to make it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our funny crap of the week. I know we're running through time right quick, so let's go ahead and run through it. Funny crap of the week. Hence why we probably need to have a two-hour show, don't we? So we are going to go ahead and talk about politics. We've held off on it for months. So, you know, it's been building. And we're going to get you guys' opinion on it because we're probably only going to say a few things about it. We all have an opinion about it. So let's just go ahead and get into it. This funny crap of the week is so terrible. This funny crap of the week is almost the color of my cereal. This funny crap of the week is so racist. This funny crap of the week is so prejudiced. This funny crap of the week is so unfortunate. This funny crap of the week is so full of shit. This funny crap of the week is the type of shit you would throw at a car. This funny crap of the week has cars that don't work because it's so full of shit. So, here's my idea. Obviously, the funny crap of the week is about politics. We're talking about the presidential campaign. We have 5 candidates so far. Election day is coming up in about a couple of days. It's going to be on November 8th. So obviously, get out there and vote, even if it doesn't count. So first off, I'm just going to cover mainly 3 quick issues, right quick, because I know the only 3 issues I'm probably looking at right now is probably going to be immigration, and probably going to look at the tax plan too, because I think that's important too, tax plan. So economy, immigration, and tax. That's probably what I'm going to look at. There's more issues, trust me. There's education too, but honestly, you can't fix that. We can't fix education. We're already got stupid people already voting for stupid idiots. So there's nothing. You can't fix the education at this point. And so we're already fucking screwed on that part. But I'm just going to go ahead and go with Mr. Trump here. We're going to start with Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump believes that his economy will create 25 million new jobs, each 1% added to GDP growth, reform policies, pro-growth tax plan, new modern regulatory stuff. And you know, and this is coming from his website, folks. So if you want to look at all the issues that these people are putting out there, go to their website. Just look them up. This is only a few things that I've gotten so far. I'm looking at his website. All I see is complaints about this, 45% of African-American children under 6 are living in poverty, all this stuff. And then he only lists about 4 things he's going to do. Boost the growth, reform the policies and stuff. There's really no detail to whatever he says, to what Donald Trump says. And also, he also has something about rebuilding the military and lowering taxes. Now, I want you guys to really think about this. He wants to rebuild the military and lower the taxes. Really think about this one here.
Rebuild the military and lower the taxes.
Can you do one without the other, though?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it makes sense or it does. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You cannot rebuild the military without taxing everybody. And if you lower the taxes, you can't rebuild the military. How can you build the military without the taxes? You need the money from the people in order to do that. So, and he's out there saying that, and everybody's chewing that shit up.
Yeah.
That's the fucked up part about it. Everybody's chewing that shit up. It's terrible. And then we go to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has all these has too many scandals with the emails, and they just reopened the investigation over her emails about how she does classified information. Now, her policies are similar to Bernie Sanders because, you know, Bernie Sanders was definitely what everybody was going for, but he unfortunately, it fucked up. He fucked up in his face. He couldn't get in. So everybody's going for Hillary just because it'd be better than Trump. But you also have to understand that there's too many secrets with her, too many things. I know there's a lot of facts there, but it just doesn't make any sense with where Hillary is going. But if people want to vote for her, I guess it's okay. Here's the only thing. You only got to deal with her for about 4 years, possibly, before we can find somebody better. So I guess it is what it is. Then you got Gary Johnson. If all calls on the line, I'm about to get to y'all here in a second because I only got a few minutes to go. Oh, shit. Hopefully we have some time. And with Gary Johnson, he is a libertarian. He just entered the party. He entered the party a while ago. Kind of same deal. Just wants to change, because I'm looking at his issues too. Just wants to change the tax code. Wants term limits, jobs. Kind of the same shit everybody else is saying. So I can't really specifically put my thing on him. You might have to look at him a lot more. Because I mean, even I don't look at third party candidates that often. So I'm looking at him and I'm just kind of like, eh. And I think
you might have to look at the microeconomics.
I guess microeconomics probably. And then we have Jill Stein. She's on the Green Party, which I guess is the money party. I don't know what you call that. So she wants
the Green Party. That's mobile too.
I guess.
Ain't heard of that shit.
That's Tea Party or something. Tea. She wants education as a right. She wants to abolish student debt and to free a generation of Americans from debt from servitude. So does everybody else. But you know they're not going to do that. unless they fix the debt. If they fix the debt, maybe we can have some free education. I would love it too. I would love free education, but apparently she wants to end poverty. Same deal with Hillary. I don't know. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing here. Create millions of jobs. These are all from their website here. This is from their site. I'm not going to CNN or something. I'm going straight to the source. And then there's Evan McMillan. Now this is from. Now I'm just looking at Wikipedia because I can't seem to find him online. He just got into this shit. He got into the election on August. He decided to run as a candidate because he was under the Better for America banner, and none of the people from his banner would run, so they told him to run since he was already saying a bunch of shit. Also, Evan McMillan, if you want to know who he is, he's the fifth presidential candidate. He was the former chief policy director for the House Republicans Conference. He used to be in the representative. He used to be in the CIA, a banker, all that stuff. He used to be a Republican, and then he stopped being a Republican. But are you still a Republican, even if you stop you being a Republican? Aren't you still a Republican, though? Just because you just don't like the party? I mean, aren't you going to – you still have some of their views, though? Aren't you still a Republican, though? I mean, let's be honest here. I don't know. So that's the funny crap of the week. I didn't need any effects for this. You can see how serious this is. Because I didn't even need any effects for this. I didn't bring any effects. I didn't send Black to any effects for this. Because it's serious. It doesn't need. We don't need any effects. We just need the fart sound. So for all five candidates, well, actually, no, I'm going to let Black here decide. Donald Trump. Did you get a fart sound? Hillary Clinton, does she get a fart sound? You also must note here that Black Sharon used to serve in the military. He was in the Air Force, so of course he's just invested in this as everybody else. Gary Johnson, does he get a Gary Johnson, does he get a fart sound? Okay, he's saved. Jill Stein, does he get a fart sound? Okay, saved as well. Evan McMillan, does he get a fart sound? He just got in the race only about a few months ago. I don't think he's going to make it, though. Yeah, just give him the fart sound. He's not going to make it. Give him the fart sound. He ain't going to make it.
All right, you're
clear. God damn. Okay, maybe those were for the last two because he didn't play the sound until that point. All right, we're going to open the line right now.
Put on a Quattro. My turn. Donald Trump.
No, don't do that shit again. Don't do that shit. No.
Trump.
Okay, one more time. We'll do it one more time. Okay, there
Hillary.
You go. Right, you got it. Okay. We got to move to Collins. We got to move to Collins. All right, we're opening up the lines now. Go ahead, do your promotion, and tell us what you think. Who you think is going to win? Are we fucked? Just let us know your answer. All right, take the calls. Open the lines.
All right, I got 313-510. You are live.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you from?
Yo, hello. My name is Hal. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
All right, Detroit. What you got to promote for us?
I didn't hear you.
So what do you have to promote for us?
Oh, wait, your line is breaking up. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Oh, hold on. Okay, here we go. What do you have to promote for us?
Wow, I'm a singer and songwriter. Can style of R&B and pop. And everybody can basically go to my Instagram page. That's where most of my music and where you can purchase my newest single, Straight Coastin'. It's my Instagram name is spelled CINTELL. Everybody can go there and check it out. Just check out my page, my music, and yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, that's great. Who are you going to vote for, Donald Trump?
Oh, wait, you know what? I have no plan of voting. And you know what? At first I was going to go and vote or whatever for Hillary, but I'm like, I don't even like her either. So it's kind of like, I'm not voting. You know?
It's lose-lose.
You're pretty much on the we're fucked party. We can't decide.
Wait, what was that?
I said, you're pretty much on the we're fucked party. We can't decide. You're on that party.
This party.
Right, exactly. I don't know. It's like, I want to vote, but it's like, I don't even want to vote for neither one of them. Like, what's the point? Like...
You're gonna beat them.
You
gonna beat
them. But then again, I just can't vote. I want to. It looks great, but it's like a cookie, man. It looks good, but then again, it may not taste good.
Exactly. I don't know. And oh my gosh, I know. Our ancestors and people back in the 60s made it possible for us blacks to vote. But I'm just saying, like. Man, it's a hard pill to swallow. That's all I could say.
I know. It's just gotten to the point right now where I'm just like, you know, we're almost to the point right now where we're looking at possibly going to be looking at the first assassination since Kennedy, possibly. That's probably what I'm thinking. First assassination since Kennedy. I'm already predicting that right now. This world's going to go crazy. Awesome. Well, we're gonna go ahead and move on to our next call. We are so strapped on time. I'm not sure if Black Tear can give us a minute. I know we went too far on that time. Can you give us a few more minutes for calls, Black Tear? Are you gonna end it there?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's cool. All right. So let's go ahead and take some more callers.
All right, I got 918-944. You're locked.
All righty. Caller.
Young Rowdy. Self-made in the gang. It's your boy, Young Rowdy, in the motherfucker.
Young Rowdy. Okay, Rowdy, what you got to promote for us?
Man, follow me on Twitter, YG Rowdy on Twitter. You know me, Instagram, self-made Young Rowdy. That's YUNGROWDY. Take out the O. You know me, YouTube, YG Rowdy, YGROWDY. All social media sites, same thing. YG Rowdy, Young Rowdy. Just take out the O and Young. You know what I mean?
Awesome. What do you think about this election, man? You going to go vote?
Man, honestly, fuck Donald Trump and fuck Hillary. But, you know what I mean? I still got to vote. You know what I mean? I don't really want to vote for either one of them. You know what I mean? But
you got three other candidates.
You got
Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, and you got Evan McMillan. He just entered the race in August, but I don't know if he's going to make it.
Man, I don't even know. I don't even pay attention to it like that.
Well, yeah, I guess it is what it is. We won't know, I guess.
Shit, I'm voting for Barack Obama. That's who I'm voting for.
Third term, trust me, we're all praying for it. Third term, give him another third term until we figure this mess out. Yeah. I don't blame you, man. But hey, keep calling in, man, every Friday at 6 p.m., man. We'll definitely get you a chance to promote some more, all right?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Every Friday at 6. All righty. Let's go ahead and keep it moving. Hopefully we got enough time. Let's keep it moving. Let's get all these calls out of the way.
313-748, you're live.
Kyler, what's your name? Where you from?
Yo, this Pool Boy Junior, man. What's good?
What's up, Pool Boy Gene? We just played your track, Godzilla, man, first on the show, man. What do you think?
I was loud. I heard it sounding a little crazy, but shit, I appreciate that, man. That's what's up.
No problem, man. We do also appreciate you for sending that tag to us, man, for the Q&A remix, son, so you can hear yourself up there as well.
Kind of breaking up a little bit. Hello?
Hello, can I be heard? Can I be heard?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm not sure how often I'm breaking up here.
You good now. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in, man, and say thanks for the love, man. I appreciate it. I heard somebody talking about they liked the song a couple of songs after they played, that y'all played it. So, whoever that was, shout out to you. I appreciate you for fucking with it.
Awesome. Any thoughts on the election, man?
You said what? Oh, about the election? Hey. Yeah, I just feel like it's a trap. Like, I'm going to vote just because that's what we got the right to do, but I really don't care for neither one of them. I wish it's a possibility that we could vote for no president. They should put that on the ballot next time.
You can write it in. You can still write it in.
All right, well, I think I might vote for Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? They mad at him right now. There's some controversial.
I'm probably gonna vote for Kanye too. Trust me. All right, man. Okay. All righty, man. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. They're calling every Friday at 6 p.m., man.
Will do.
All righty. Okay. We'll probably take one more call. Like, I know we're running so close to time. All right. Let's go and take one more.
Okay, I got 810-835. You're live.
Carlito, what's up, man? 810. Carlito, you on the line? Might want to unmute yourself, buddy.
You might want to unmute before you dispute with the fart.
that's a good one. I can't remember that. That's a good one.
Yeah, I just came up with that, man. I don't know what came out of my mouth, man.
Yeah, but take yourself off mute before we dispute.
Like a flu?
810-835, you're live.
Carlito, don't do this to yourself, man. Come on, get on the line.
Get on the line, come on, you got it. Hang on.
Come on, Carlito, you're the last one.
Carlito, man, you about to make yourself a bad name at this show, man.
Don't do this, Carlito. Come on, Carlito, get on.
You gotta make up for that.
What's going on with his line? Carlito, no!
810-835.
Oh, Lordy. God.
You know what? He must feel that way much about politics.
We'll do a far sound for the politics. You just want to give it. We'll count that as a far sound for the politics. Far sound for politics. We won't give him a far sound. We'll just do a tribute to the politics. That's what he wants.
Silence.
All righty. Oh, that feels a lot better. Feels so much better now. All righty. All right, well, that was as much time as we can give you. I'm sorry if we went over time, folks. We had so much music. We were talking so much. I'm sorry. We're going to do a lot more better the next episode. And also, we have plans to do a two-hour episode this month. I'm going to see if we can get that rolling this month. Get a two-hour episode. So we give you more time to call in and more time to promote and all that. Because trust me, I feel for y'all. Y'all call in right at this time, and all of a sudden you're like, "Fuck, I can't get on." Trust me, I feel your pain. So I'm going to do that for y'all. For y'all this month. We're going to try to get y'all a two-hour show. But shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to the Black Eye Radio Network. Shout-out to Black Tier for controlling the board. Shout-out to Jonathan Alves, a.k.a. J.A. Styles, for co-hosting the show. Shout-out to Samuel Tomlin for executive producing the show. Shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to Brad Bourne for calling in, 802 Radio. Shout-out to the whole network team. Shout-out to QLN Entertainment, facebook.com/QLNENT, soundcloud.com/QLNENT. Check out the QLN OE Mix Part 3, you can hear Pool Boy Jr., you can hear Carlito as well. I know he didn't pick up, but Carlito 810 sent a tag in for us as well, so shout out to him as well. Shout out to everyone that definitely is participating, that participated in tagging, sending their tags in for the QLN Wing Mix Part 3. It's our best mix so far, so shout out to that. You can follow our show, facebook.com/theQ16. And if you want to send your music into our show, you can email us at theclown@rockymail.com. That's spelled theQLOWN@rockymail.com. You can send your music to us and we'll play it live on the air. But besides that, thank you guys for calling in, and please go ahead and vote, even if it don't count. Trust me. Just vote. That's all I can tell you. November 8th, go ahead and vote. I know you hate it, but hey, next episode though, I'm gonna go to a polling location next episode, and I'm gonna record everybody complaining about politics. I'll try to play it on the air for y'all, okay? But we'll do that, and we'll see if we can do that next episode. But besides that, you guys have a good night. Thank you guys for calling into the Q. We'll see you next Friday.
Hey.
End it off.